To everybody.
Let me say a few words in English to greet the English speaking congregation.
Let me ask
you one question. Is the Christ's resurrection, is it wonderful? Is it wonderful?
基督从死里复活是不是很棒呢?
Is it wonderful?
很棒吗?
Let me hear. Yeah, from human's perspective, it is. But I can say that the resurrection of Christ is not wonderful.
从人的角度看是很棒, 但是, 其实不是那么好。
It's not that amazing.
并不是那么的不可思议。
Because he's the Son of God. Because he's the Son of God, then resurrection for him is just a natural thing.
There
are
two special aspects of the Christianity.
第一个就是耶稣的空坟墓。
The first one is the empty tomb.
你们帮我放。第一个就是耶稣的空坟墓。
The first one is the empty grave.
第一个应该是耶稣的空的十字架，对不起。
The first one is the empty cross.
第二个就是耶稣的空坟墓。The
second one is the empty grave.
两个都是空的。
Both of them are empty.
所以, 天主教把耶稣挂在木头上来去纪念他, 我觉得那个已经过去了。
So, in my opinion, I don't think it's quite accurate to have the cross body hung on the cross in the Catholic Church.
耶稣的十字架是代表他的爱。
The cross represents his love.
耶稣的空坟墓是代表他的能力。
The empty grave represents his power.
所以圣周啊, 这两件事情发生在这三天的里面。
So the two events happen in the 3 days from Good Friday to Easter.
这两个就是基督的福音最重心的地方。
This is the most essential part of his evangelism.
一个是神的大爱。
His great love.
一个就是神的大能。
The other part is his great power.
如果有一个人说今天他要为你死来解决你罪的问题,
If one person comes up to you and say he will die for your sin,
你相信他吗?
Do you believe it?
你相信他吗?
Do you believe it?
很可能你相信他的爱, 他爱你。
It might be easy to believe his love.
他爱你到一个地步, 他愿意为你死。
The love is so great to an extent that the person is willing to die for you.
但是他的死跟其他的人的死没有什么两样。
But his love is no different from other deaths.
所以他的问题是能力的问题，不是爱的问题。
So the difference is marked by his power.
所以耶稣单单死在十字架上不能救你跟我。
So if His death alone will not solve our problem, will not save you.
又或者是只是一部分而已。
Well, maybe solve part of a problem.
那耶稣从死里复活, 他以大能证明他是神的儿子。
So he manifests himself as Son of God by resurrecting from the dead.
今天我们怎么样来信耶稣呢?
How do we come to believe him?
我们要认识福音。
We have to know the essence.
我们要认识耶稣。
We need to know Jesus.
他死而埋葬。
He died and was buried.
然后他复活显现。
He resurrected and revealed.
那这个头脑的认识是非常重要。
The intellectual knowledge of him is very important.
但是认识还不足够。
But it's not enough.
我们还要相信, 还要经历。
You have to believe and you have to experience.
我们要经历耶稣十字架的爱。
You have to experience his love that comes on the cross.
所以有一些人他信主的时候, 他心里非常的受感动, 因为耶稣的爱临到他。
So when people come to believe him, they are very greatly touched because the love is so wonderful.
我们不单要经历主的爱, 我们也要经历主复活的大能。
Not only we experience His love, we experience His power as well.
我们今天要来看看一般的妇女，她们啊只是头脑知道耶稣。
So we'll see the women who waited for him by the grave, they only know God intellectually.
但是他们没有经历空坟墓。
But they have not experienced the empty grave.
他们没有经历空坟墓，所以他们的表现还是跟以前一样。
So there was no difference when they have not seen the empty grave.
我们今天要看的经文是马可福音第十六章。
The scripture reading is from Mark chapter 16.
过了安息日，莫大拉的玛利亚和雅各的母亲玛利亚撒罗米买了香膏要去膏耶稣的身体。
When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body.
七日的第一日清早，太阳出太阳的时候，他们来到坟墓那里。
Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb.
彼此说，谁给我们把石头从墓门滚开呢？
And they asked each other, who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?
那石头原来很大，他们抬头一看，却见石头已经滚开了。
But when they looked up, they saw that stone, which was very large, had been rolled away.
他们进了坟墓，看见一个少年人坐在右边，穿着白袍，就生惊恐。
As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed.
那少年人对他们说，不要惊恐，因你们寻找那钉十字架的拿撒人耶稣，他已经复活了，不在这里，请看安放他的地方。
Don't be alarmed, he said. You are looking for Jesus of Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here.See the place where they laid him.
你们可以去告诉他的门徒和彼得说，他在你们以先往加利利去，在那里你们要见他，正如他从前所告诉你们的。
But go tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you.
他们就出来从坟墓那里逃跑，又发抖又惊奇，什么也不告诉人，因为他们害怕。
Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid.
这些的妇女，我们知道她们非常的爱耶稣。
We all know that these women love Jesus.
她们尊敬耶稣。
They respected Jesus.
她们对主非常的忠诚。
They were very loyal to the Lord.
她们跟随耶稣最后一周的时候，她们就从加利利来到耶路撒冷。
In the very last week they followed Jesus, they traveled from Galilee to Jerusalem.
路加福音第八章告诉我们说，他们用金钱还有用服事来支持耶稣的事工。
It was said in Luke chapter 18 that they supported him with money and with their service.
他们来到十字架的底下。
They came under the cross.
他们跟耶稣跟到一个他们不应该去的地方。
They follow him to a place that they shouldn't be.
他们看见耶稣被钉十字架那个惨不忍睹的情况。
They saw the terrible scene of Jesus being crucified.
那个是血淋淋的地方。
It was very bloody.
所以普通的人呢，要不是至亲的人呢，不会到那个地方来看。
So unless they are very close to him, they wouldn't have been there.
这些的妇女，她们在十字架的底下，她们非常的难受，但她们忍受了。
They came under the cross. They were very sad, but they endured the sadness.
然后她们跟着这些的人呢，把耶稣的身体放在新的坟墓。
So then they joined the force to took the body down and placed him in the tomb.
马太福音第二十七章说，他们看着他们把耶稣的身体放到新坟里面。
Matthew chapter 27 has said that they watch him, watch his body being placed in the tomb.
然后马太福音二十七章说，那些人都走了。
And everybody left.
然后这些的妇女就对着这个坟墓在那边坐着。
So these women sat next to the tomb.
圣经说那个时候是晚上。
The Bible said it was in the evening.
这个晚上的时候，最可怕的地方就是坟场。
The scariest place at night is the graveyard.
你早上经过，有时候你毛管都会动。
You might be a little shaky when you walk by a graveyard.
更何况是晚上。
Let alone night.
圣经说不是说他们站在那边。
The Bible didn't say that they stood there.
他说他们是坐在那边。
They sat there.
为什么他们还坐在那边呢？
Why did they sit there?
其他的人都走了。
Everyone else have left.
他们坐在那边，我相信是惦念他们所敬爱的父子。
I believe they miss him so much that they wanted to sit there to remember their teacher.
他们很可能想耶稣的死并不是那么真实的。
It feels so surreal to them.
所以他们在那边。他们等看有没有什么特别的事情会发生。
They were waiting for some miracle to happen.
但是一切都完了。
But it was finished.
他们的梦想都破碎了。
Their dreams were shattered.
他们还是不愿意离开。
But they didn't want to leave.
这个叫做依依不舍的做。
So it's hard to leave.
这个是叫满怀纪念的在那边做。
They were full of remembrance.
他们希望做多久一点，心里比较好过一点。
They probably would have felt better if they sat there for more.
但是当那个木门被石头滚住、封住的时候，他们知道无论做多久也没用了。
But they came to realization that once the stone closed the entrance of the tomb, everything was over.
我记得我的妹妹，她四十多年前从香港移民到加拿大。
My sister immigrated from Hong Kong to Canada 40 some years ago.
你知道四十多年前呢，那个时候啊，要来美国，要来加拿大啊，就不知道好像到哪里去了，好远好远的。
Back then in the 1970s.It feels like a very great distance from Hong Kong to Canada.
所以我们去送飞机啊，我们大概五十多人呢、啊，去到飞机场。
So 50 some of us went to the airport.
然后在那边照相啦、啊，然后在那边这个大家就是讲好像末了的话了。
So we took a lot of photos and then we say things to say goodbye to her.
然后就送她进到那个海关。
So then we watch her go through the custom.
但是我们想哦，还有一个地方可以看她最后上飞机，就是我们要跑到那个楼上哈，有一个观望台。
So then we had to run to the balcony upstairs to see her taking off.
要给一点钱，那我们有一些比较亲近的人就跑到上面去。
We had to pay a fee to enter that area. So then some of us who were very close to her went up there.
那个时候没有什么进飞机的那个 tunnel 的，没有的。
So at that time there was no tunnel going to the
air. 都是走在那个停机坪对。
So then the aircraft was parked on the open space.
那我们看到他就在那边走出来了。
We watch her leaving the building and then into the airport.
我们就跟他挥手。
We were all waving.
那下面的那些人呢、啊，全部都向这个观望台挥手的。
So every passenger was waving at the people on the balcony.
因为很远啊，你都不知道有没有人在那边，你是你的熟人。
It was so far away, and you can't really tell who was on the balcony.
所以你挥手，他们也挥手。
So people on the balcony wave and the passenger wave.
上到那个飞机。
Then she boarded the aircraft.
那飞机每一个向我们的那个窗口的人呢，都在那边挥手。
So all the passengers were waving at us.
我们也在挥手，但我们不知道她坐在哪里。
We were all waving, but we didn't know where she was seated.
然后飞机慢慢起飞了。
Then we watched the aircraft taking off.
就进到云层
，then it entered the cloud，
然后就不见了
，then disappeared，
不见了
，we can't see it，
就是那一刻哈，我觉得跟那些 妇女在坟墓面前的那一刻非常的像。
So at that moment, it felt very much like the women who watched Jesus' body being covered with the tombstone.
我记得我们没有一下子就离开。
We didn't leave right away.
我们就看着那个云。
We were all staring at the cloud.
然后就在那边发呆。
And then we were all there daydreaming.
真的走了。
She really left.
啊，真的走了。
She really left.
也不知道什么时候可以见到她了。
We had no idea when we were going to see her.
以前呢，那要回亚洲一趟哈，那个飞机票是贵得不得了的。
Because back then, the airfare to travel back to Asia was very.
所以也不知道什么时候看到她。
We didn't know when we were going to see her again.
我们也不知道站在那边站了多久。
I don't remember how long we were there.
后来就黯然的就回家了。
So then we sadly walked away.
我也不知道那些的妇女那天晚上到底多晚才回家。
Well, we don't know how late the women stay by the graveyard.
但是如果你知道那天晚上开始就是安息日。
We know that the night was the beginning of Sabbath.
然后他们第二天就遵照安息日，他们就不做什么了。
So then they didn't do anything on the day of the Sabbath.
然后你如果注意哈，这个安息日过了以后，七日的头一日，他们还没有出太阳的时候，他们就跑来了。
So they were back at the graveyard before the sunrise.
你有没有注意到这班的妇女啊，对耶稣真的忠诚的不得了。
So did you see that these women who are so loyal to Jesus?
他们没有看到坟墓啊，他们心里还是不甘心。
They wouldn't rest unless they really see the grave.
他们只要有时间，他们就过来看一看。
So if they had time, they would come and look at.
他们不单看，圣经告诉我们说，他们也带了一些的香料过来。
Not only they were there to see the grave, they also brought spices.
那我要跟大家来看看哈，这个当他们来的时候，他们其实是心里是没有盼望的。
At that time, they felt hopeless.
他们回去，我不知道什么时候他们就预备香料。
They went home and prepared the spices.
但是他们预备了来了。
And then they came with the spices.
香料是用来做什么的？
What is the use of spices?
弟兄姐妹，香料用来做什么的？
What's the purpose of spices?
用来膏死人的。
It's for anointing the body.
所以在他们的头脑里面呢，他们只想到耶稣是死去的那个夫子。
So then they believe that Jesus, their rabbi, had died.
他们预备这个香料是花一点自己的那个心意。
So it was only they felt that it was the least that they could do.
他们能不能把香料放在耶稣的身上，他们可能都不没有把握。
They didn't know whether they were able to reach him and then put spices on his body.
弟兄姐妹，你猜想他们能不能打开那个墓石来去膏耶稣呢？
So can you guess if these women were able to open the stone?
所以他们带着这些香料来哦，其实能不能派上用场都不知道。
So we won't know whether they were able to use the spices or not.
但是他们心里惦念他们死去的夫子。
But they were all thinking of their dead rabbi.
他们想为死去的夫子做一点事情。
They wanted to do something for him.
弟兄姐妹，我不知道你今天你在教会里面侍奉，到底是侍奉活的主呢，还是死的主？
So when we serve in the church, do you serve the living God or are you serving the dead Lord?
那怎么样可以分辨你是侍奉活的主跟侍奉死的主？
How can you differentiate?
当你侍奉的时候，你没有喜乐。
When you serve, if you don't feel the joy,
你的脸都是苦的，就是涩的。
You feel miserable.
然后这个整个身体都是棱角的。
最后一个字是什么？菱角。都是刺。So, and then you got thorn all over your body.
那人家碰你一下，你整个就跳起来的。And
you can be easily provoked.
然后就不敢跟你讲什么的，因为讲什么不合你的心意，你就整个爆炸。So
people would stay away from you because you explode when somebody says something.
然后侍奉也没有能力。
And then you don't feel the power.
也没有盼望。
And no hope.
只不过是一个责任。
It's just a mere responsibility.
你就想说，就这样撑下去，看能不能撑到有另外一个人上台，然后接我的棒子。
So you try to persist until somebody else takes over.
是不是很矛盾啊？
Isn't it an
oxymoron? 弟兄姐妹，如果你侍奉到一点喜乐、一点满足都没有的话。
So if you don't feel the joy and the satisfaction when you serve,
我告诉你啊,
let me tell you,
是好好的安静下来，来好好反省反省。
You're better off to slow down and reflect.
然后第二个问题，他们来了。
Second question.
他们没有经历空坟墓的人生啊，第一个问题就是他们侍奉没有盼望。
So the life without witnessing the empty grave, there's no hope as you serve.
然后第二个就是困难没有办法解决。
Then all the difficult issues don't get resolved.
困难没有办法解决。他们来到坟墓的面前的时候，他们就问一个问题。
So then they ask a question when they come to the tomb.
谁给我把石头从墓门滚开呢？
Who's going to remove the stone from the entrance of the grave?
这个石头在他们离开的时候，这个石头已经印在他们的脑海里面。So
they have already see the tombstone as a great obstacle.
然后他们来的时候，他们也知道挡着他跟他们所敬爱的夫子的中间就是这块石头。
So the stone is the greatest obstacle between them and their loved, very beloved rabbi.
大家知道这个石头，特别在亚利马泰这个比较有钱人的那坟墓啊，那个石头应该是蛮大的一块。
And it is believed that it was a very large piece of stone because it was in the new tomb of a rich man.
因为圣经说那个石头原来是很大。
The Bible said so.
就好像一个大的轮胎一样。
So imagine that it's like a very large size tire.
但是都是石头了，不是普通的材料。
And it's a solid stone.
那要几个大汉才能够把它挪移一下。
And it takes a few very big men to even budge it.
这个石头是滚下来的，就卡在那个地方。
So it was rolled and then fitted into the entrance of the tomb.
为了防备那些贼来去偷这个墓里面的东西。
It's a preventative measure to keep thieves from the tomb.
弟兄姐妹，我不知道你如果没有经历空坟墓的人生啊，你心里面一直都是想到那些困难的问题。
So if you have not experienced life with the empty grave, all you are on your mind. All is on your mind.
那些没有办法解决的问题。
All the unsolved issues.
很可能是你身体的健康的问题。
It could be a health issue.
可能你心里有一些死结，有一些的问题，没有人能够给你去倾诉。
It could be some problems that you can't really tell anyone.
很可能侍奉到了一个瓶颈，没办法突破。
It could be a bottleneck that you can't break.
很可能就是关系出了问题，你所爱的人对你不理解。
It could be a problem with the relationship that you don't feel understood.
也很可能是你经济或者是你工作出了问题。
It could be financial issue or a problem with the job hunting.
简单来说就是。 无能为力，又不知道怎么办。
It boils down to being powerless.
有一首小诗叫做 Who rolls the stones for me?
There is a poem, 谁能滚开那石头？
没有那么快，从头来。
Who rolls the stones?
对。 在复活的清晨，他们问说：“谁能滚开那石头呢？”
Who will roll the stone? They questioned early on the Easter day.
然后，当妇女来到墓前的时候，看啊，那个石头已经滚开了。
But when the women reached the garden, look, the stone was rolled away.
天使早就已经动工了。
The angels had already.
他们浪费在不必的忧虑的当中。
They wasted time in unnecessary.
弟兄姐妹，请问在你人生的原子里面，是不是有石头那样重大的困难？
In the garden of experience, there's some rock of great defeat.
将眼前亲切的主、复活的主紧紧关闭在腹中呢？
The great stone that keeps you separate from your Lord.
基督徒啊，你是不是带着香料来见死去的主呢？
Christian, bear the spice of service to the place you left the Lord.
在那神圣而极静的地方，没有想到奇迹会出现。
It's a miracle happening in the place where you least expect.
你所亲爱的活着的耶稣基督竟然面对面的跟你讲话。
And then your beloved resurrected Jesus come to you face to face.
谁能滚开那石头呢？
Who will roll the stone away?
今天可能有人还是稀奇的问。
People may question.
请不要再这样问。
But please stop.
趁早醒过来。
Rise up early.
到墓园去。
Seek the garden where God.
神早已经为你把石头滚开了。
God had rolled the stone away.
弟兄姐妹，这个没有经历空坟墓的人生啊，这个石头就是一直在他的脑海里面。
So life without the empty grave, the stone is still there.
那我们来看那个转捩点，转捩点是什么地方
？What is the turning point?
就是第五节到第七节。
Verses 5-7.
他们进了坟墓。
As they enter the tomb.
那就看见一个少年人坐在那边，穿着白袍。
They saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side.
就很惊恐。
And they were alarmed.
如果是你，你会不会怕呢？
If it was you, wouldn't you be alarmed?
第一个就是石头滚开了，现在这个 无缘无故这个石头不知道怎么样滚开的。
And for no reason, the stone that blocked the tomb had been rolled away.
然后里面一进去就看到一个少年人坐在那边，然后衣服洁白的。
And as they entered, they saw a young man dressed in white robe.
那别的经文说他们面貌好像闪电一样。
In other scripture, it says that their faces were like thunder.
如果你看见，是不是好像看见一个外星人一样呢？
So, wouldn't it be like encountering an extraterrestrial?
这个少年人是谁？
Who is this young man?
是天使。
It was an angel.
是天使，那天使就对他们说了。
An angel said.
那分开两部分，他的信息分开两部分。
There were two parts of the message.
先安抚这个这些的妇女，不要惊恐。
First, he tried to calm the women who were very terrified.
然后就跟他们说，耶稣已经不在坟墓了。
He reassured them that Jesus is not in the grave.
然后叫他们来看看那个安放主的地方，来去验证一下。
So he showed them the way to where they laid Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，如果你去找人呢
？If you go see go get help.
按着柱子来去找人。
If you are looking, if you are trying to locate someone according to the address.
然后到了那个地址，然后按铃铛。
And then you arrive at the address and you press the doorbell.
那个人就跟你说你找谁。
And the person will say, who are you looking for?
那我找某某人。
And say, I'm here for someone.
那回应就是说他已经不在这里了。
And then the person said, he's not here.
他已经搬家了。
He moved away.
你会怎么样？
How do you feel?
你会怎么样？
Disappointed.
就白走一趟，是不是？
Wasted a trip.
很浪费时间。
It was a waste of time.
很失望。
Very disappointed.
其实耶稣现在就跟对不起，那个天使就跟那一般的妇女说同样的话。
So the angel said the same thing to the women who were looking for Jesus.
你们找那钉十字架的拿撒勒人耶稣。
You are here looking for Jesus the Nazarene.
他已经复活了,
he was crucified.
他不在这里了,
resurrected. He's not here anymore.
那这些的妇女哦, 应该在那一刻就知道耶稣已经复活了。
So at that moment, the women should have realized that he had resurrected from
耶稣已经搬家了。
He moved.
耶稣搬家, 搬到哪里呢?
Where did he move to?
耶稣搬家, 他搬到天上去了。
He moved to in heaven.
那耶稣搬家, 今天如果在我们信徒的生活的里面, 耶稣搬家就是搬到我们的心里去了。
So in our life as Christians, the new residence of Jesus was our heart.
耶稣不在, 其实就是一个证明。
His absence from the grave was a great reassurance.
有一个很出名的一个侦探小说。
There was a suspense novel.
里面讲到有人就请那个福尔摩斯这个侦探去查一个案。
People have Sherlock Holmes,
yeah,
people had asked Sherlock Holmes to solve a mystery.
有一个人，他很名贵的那只马被偷了。
Somebody had a very expensive purebred horse stolen.
那是在马季半夜的时候被人偷走的。在赛马的季节。没有那个马厩。对。
The horse was taken from the stable.
那看守那个少年人呢？ 他一点声音都没听到。
The guard at the stable didn't hear any noise.
还有那个地方呢, 有一只守护狗, 他也没有发出什么声音。
And even the guard dog didn't even bark.
那调查的人呢, 陪着这个福尔摩斯呢, 就觉得, 哇, 这个太困难了, 一点线索都没有。
The investigator felt that it was too difficult, so then he shared how he felt with the Sherlock Holmes.
但是这个侦探呢, 这个福尔摩斯呢, 他就说, 这个简单了。
So Sherlock Holmes, the inspector, said it's pretty simple.
但是那些人说, 整个晚上都没有别的声音, 他们都没听到什么声音呢。
But the security guard didn't hear anything.
那只狗也没有在那边, 叫啊。
The guard dog didn't bark.
然后他说, 这个就是关键的地方。
So then Holmes said, this is the key point.
为什么那只狗不会发什么声音呢?
Why didn't the dog bark?
很相信就是偷马的人呢, 是这只狗所熟悉的人。
So I believe that the horse thief is somebody that the dog knows.
后来调查了以后就发现那个练马师其实就是偷马的人。
So then it turns out after investigation, the horse trainer was the one who stole the horse.
大家有没有注意到, 没有, 好像没有证据的地方。
Do you feel that in a place where there's no evidence, no trace?
The lack of evidence is the evidence itself.
没有证据的地方就是最大的证据。
好像缺少了什么东西。
It seems that something's missing.
但是这个缺少的东西呢, 就是关键的地方。
But the missing item is the key.
就证明某一些事情就在这个地方发生过。
It proves that something had happened.
所以那个天使就说, 请来看安放耶稣的地方。
So the angel said, come see where they laid him.
来看放耶稣的地方, 看耶稣的地方有什么好看呢?
What is there to see where they lay him?
耶稣放耶稣的地方, 现在耶稣不在了, 这个就是关键的地方。
So the key point is the place where they lay him, and Jesus is not there.
然后第二个部分, 这个天使的信息,
the second part of angel's message,
就是托付他们回去做见证。
He sent them home so then they could testify.
你们可以回去告诉他的门徒和彼得。
He said to go tell his disciples and Peter.
他在你们以先往加利利去, 在那个地方你们要见他。
He is going ahead of you into Galilee, where you will see him.
天使 要他们看见那个耶稣复活的地方。
So the angel wanted to show them where they laid him.
然后要他们回去做复活的见证。
And then they wanted the women to go home and testify.
为什么说耶稣在加利利等他们呢？
Why did he say that he is ahead into the Galilee?
因为这些的门徒哦，其实他们在十字架的底下，他们的表现实在太差劲。
Because the disciples didn't do well when they were under the cross.
耶稣十二个这个门生。
He had 12 disciples.
有一个卖他。
One betrayed him.
有一个不认他。
One denied him.
有九个。在十字架，耶稣钉十字架的时候，他们不知所踪。
And the nine of them ran away.
那只有一个在十字架的底下。
Only one stayed.
是谁啊？
约翰。
约翰。耶稣是不是一个很失败的一个老师啊
？Do you think Jesus had failed as a teacher?
如果我教学生啊
，If I were teaching,
那有一个。退学
，and one drop out，
有一个在那边就觉得学这个老师的东西都没用的
，and one feel that whatever I taught is useless。
然后另外九个大考的时候不 show up。
And then the rest of them didn't show up before the final.
那你会不会说我这个老师是一败涂地呢
？Wouldn't you think that I failed as a teacher？
是不是
？Yeah。
应该是。
Should be。
但是那个只是上半场。
But that was only part one of the show.
下半场耶稣复活了以后。
But then it's different. The scene changed after he.
他就跟这些的门徒说。
He said to his disciples.
回去加利利。
Go to Galilee.
Get it all started.
重新开始。
Get it all started over again.
重新开始。
因为是在加利利他们被呼召的
Because, they were called upon in the Galilee.
所以现在你如果去圣地的时候在加利利海旁边呢有一个叫 the Mount of the Great Commission 大使命山
So, when you go visit Israel by the Sea of Galilee there is a Mount of a Great Commission
在那个地方就相传耶稣就差遣门徒就是马太福音二十八章的那个大使命
So it was believed to be the location where Jesus sent forth his disciples on Great Commission
没有经历空坟墓的人生是无奈没有盼望
The life without seeing the empty grave is desperate and hopeless.
没有经历空坟墓的人生啊，最后还是怀疑跟惊惧。
If you have not experienced the empty grave, you are still doubting and you are still trembling.
我以前呢，我要讲复活节，我比较喜欢讲马太福音的那个版本。
Before, in the past, when I preach on the Easter Sunday, I prefer to quote a scripture from the book of Matthew.
马太福音第二十八章第一到第十节。
Verses 1-10 in Matthew chapter 28.
因为到最后他们，到最后这些妇女啊，他们后来看到耶稣了，抱着耶稣的脚敬拜他，他们很高兴。
The women were in great joy when they saw Jesus and they embraced his feet.
但是如果看马可福音的时候
But when you read the book of Mark,
你会发现有一点反高潮。
It's actually the opposite of the climax.
因为当天使说他已经复活了他已经不在这里了。
The angel said he had come alive and he's not here.
然后就叫他去做见证，跟这些门徒做见证。
And then he sent the women home to testify to the disciples.
你盼望什么呢
？What are you hoping for？
很可能你盼望这些姐妹们呢、啊，她们就哇，整个跳起来，哈利路亚，主耶稣复活了。
You are hoping that these sisters will be very excited about his resurrection.
有没有
？But did it happen？
有没有？没有。
But it didn't happen.
第八节
Verse 8
他们就出来
They left
从坟墓那里逃跑
They fled from the tomb
又发抖又惊奇
They were trembling and bewildered.
什么也不告诉人。
They didn't say anything.
因为他们很害怕。
Because they were very frightened.
这个是不是反高潮啊？
Is that the opposite of a climax?
你说为什么会这样呢？
Why would it be that way?
为什么会这样？
Why?
他们来空坟墓的时候，
When they came to the empty grave,
他们头脑里面有没有耶稣复活的这个观念呢？
Did they grasp the concept of Jesus' resurrection?
有没有？没有。他们走的时候，他们头脑里面有没有耶稣从死里复活的观念呢？
Did they have the grasp the concept, the idea of Jesus' resurrection as they left?
有没有？
没有。
也没有。如果有，他们就不需要发抖、惊奇、害怕，什么都不告诉人。
If they knew, then they wouldn't be trembling and bewildered, and they wouldn't be terrified.
那你说那么明显，为什么他们还没有领受呢？
It was so obvious, but why wouldn't they know?
弟兄姐妹，为什么呢？
Why?
我想到几件事情。
I can think of a few things.
第一个是先入为主的观念。
Number one, it's a predetermined.
就先入为主，就是耶稣不会复活的。
They have already predetermined that Jesus will not be back.
如果他们头脑里面就一直都是耶稣不会复活的，那怎么告诉他也不会相信。
If they already believe that Jesus will not come back from the dead, then it's hard to make them.
第二个原因。
Second reason.
有时候就从理性的那个角度来去判断。
People judge things based on intellectual experience.
没有可能会复活的。
They didn't believe that he would.
所以
come back.
对这个属灵的这个事情反应就迟钝。
So then they are less sensitive when it comes to spiritual.
第三个可能。
The third possibility.
就是因为他用自我的那个观点来去主导人生。
Because they draw their life's blueprint based on their past experience.
他们从自我的那个观点来去看。
They decided from their own viewpoint.
没有从耶稣或者是没有从天使报信的那个观点来去看。
They didn't consider using the perspective of the angel.
他们一点都没有想到耶稣会复活。
They didn't ever think of resurrection at all.
看见空坟墓也没用。
So it was useless when they saw what they were shown.
因为他们里面没有经历空坟墓那位复活的主。
Because they have not experienced the resurrected God from the empty grave.
Ironically, 很矛盾的，耶稣身旁有一批的人相信耶稣讲的那些话，他会复活。
Ironically, there's a group of people who believe that he will come back from the dead.
或者这样说， a group of people take Jesus' word
seriously. 所以也可以说呢，有一群人呢，他们是把神说的话当真。
他们是谁？
他们是 who are they？
他们是谁？祭司长跟法利赛人。
Turns out to be the priest and the Pharisees.
他们把耶稣的话当话来听。
They did take him seriously.
他们早就提醒比拉多。
They have reminded
him. 他们说这个人啊，他是预言三天以后会复活啊。
He had prophesied that he will come back.
所以要好好的把守这个坟墓，把守妥当。
So we have to guard the tomb very carefully.
当然，他们不是真的相信耶稣会复活了。
They didn't really believe.
他们怕门徒会来偷尸啊。
They were afraid that the disciples will come and steal.
但是最少他们是把耶稣的话当作话来听。
But at least they took Jesus' prophecy seriously.
耶稣的门徒没有把耶稣的话当话来听。
And his disciples didn't.
这些的姐妹看见空坟墓，也没有把耶稣的话当话来听。
And even these women have seen the empty grave, but they didn't remember what he had taught.
弟兄姐妹，如果你看四福音呢？
If you read all the four books of gospel,
最强烈讲到他们的不信、怀疑等等的是马可福音。
The book that emphasizes their disbelief is Book of Mark.
但是马太也说耶稣复活了，还是有一些人怀疑啊。
In the Book of Matthew, it's also said that some people doubt his resurrection.
约翰福音呢，讲到那些门徒哈、啊。在耶稣复活了以后，他们重门深锁，因为怕犹太人。
And in the book of John, it was said that the disciples lock up the houses where they stay because they were afraid.
路加福音就讲到两个以马忤士的门徒，他们开始的时候还是不信呢。
In the book of Luke, said that in the beginning, there the two disciples who saw him didn't believe.
弟兄姐妹，这个岂不是我们今天基督徒的写照？
But isn't this how we are today?
我们每一年都庆祝这个复活节。
We celebrate Easter every single year.
那每一年呢，就用一天来去大家高兴欢喜，然后告诉别人呢，耶稣复活了，耶稣复活了。
We spend a day rejoicing in his resurrection, and then we tell people that he's alive.
然后一年以后啊，这个。364天呢，大家活得好像耶稣都没复活的。
But in the rest of the year, the other 364 days, you live as if he's never alive.
这个是不是我们基督徒的写照呢？
Isn't this how we are today?
我们经常徘徊在Good Friday, 然后跟Easter Sunday 中间。
We wander between the Good Friday and the Easter Sunday.
我们知道耶稣死了。
We knew that he died.
但是我们没有经历到他的复活。
But we haven't experienced his resurrection.
这个很惨哦。
This is miserable.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见了，我们知道了，但是我们没有经历。
We see, we know, but we haven't experienced it.
这个是我们基督徒信仰的大问题。
This is the core problem in our belief.
我们应该要在今天来提醒自己。
We should remind ourselves today.
要经历耶稣基督复活的大能。
We want to experience the great power of his resurrection.
我们基督徒的生活太软弱了。
We live in a very, very weak living.
我们太多的时候没有活出复活的生命来。
A lot of times we don't demonstrate our belief.
最后我要跟大家讲几方面我们怎么来经历复活的大能。
How do we experience the power of his resurrection?
这班的门徒他们后来清楚地知道了。
Later on the disciple knew.
他们知道耶稣复活了。
They knew that he came back alive.
然后圣灵也降临在他们的身上。
The Holy Spirit had descended.
他们每一个都勇敢传道。
Then they were bravely testifying.
然后最后都为主殉道。
And then they have sacrificed.
然后有一个叫做扫罗的。
And there is an apostle.
他本来是敌对耶稣的。
He was against him.
他逼迫基督徒直到大马士。
He persecuted all Christians all the way to Damascus.
但是在路上，他看见复活的主向他光照。
But he saw Jesus on the way to Damascus.
然后被耶稣的爱来感召。
He was touched by his love.
从敌对变成归降。
From animosity to submission.
我们也听过，大概几十年前有五个的宣教士。
We have seen five missionaries.
到 Ecuador 的地方，在 Alcas 的那个族里面来传道。
They went to the aborigines in Ecuador.
但是我们可以说是出师未捷身先死。
But they died before anything was achieved.
那但是其中有一位，他们中间的宣教士的妻子叫 Elizabeth Elliot。
One of missionary, his wife is Elizabeth.
她没有因为这样而灰心。
She didn't stop her from what she
wanted. 也没有因为这样来仇恨。
She didn't hate the people who.
她后来再去这个地方来宣教。
She went back to the same place.
甚至后来那个参与这个 杀五个殉教士行动的那个首领也信了耶稣。
And then even the person who led the plan to kill the five missionaries came to believe Jesus.
这个就是福音的大能。
This is the great power of the news.
也是耶稣复活的生命在这个姐妹身上来发动。
And also this sister was living Jesus' life after resurrection.
使仇恨变成关爱。
And then hatred turned into love.
有一位女士，她经过一个跟先生很不好的一段时间，他们两个决定离婚。
A woman experienced a tough time, and then they ended up divorce.
那离婚了以后，很多人都劝她。
A lot of people tried to comfort her.
她没办法走出来。
She couldn't get past.
有人向她传福音。
And some people told her about Jesus.
也很忍耐的来把福音传给他。
And have to go through a tough time.
然后来他信了耶稣。
And then finally she believed Jesus.
他信了耶稣了以后，他知道耶稣的教导要为他的前夫来祷告。
And then she learned that she needed to pray for her ex-husband.
然后祷告一段时间，他也决定要受洗了。
Then he decided to be baptized.
那在那一天洗礼了以后
，After the baptism，
长话短说，那一天呢，也就是他跟他的前夫再一次在教堂行婚礼的时候。
So this woman and her ex-husband got married again, in the same afternoon that he was.
因为
她
为她的前夫祷告。
Because she prayed in succession.
然后后来这个男的也信了耶稣了。
Then her ex-husband came to believe Jesus.
他们那个爱火重燃。
They rekindled their love.
所以洗礼，然后就婚礼。
Baptism and wedding.
重建这个家庭。
Then they rebuild their family.
这个是耶稣基督福音大能的明证。
And this is the great power of his resurrection.
当然，不是每一个情况都有这样奇妙的结果。
It doesn't always happen.
但是在悲痛绝望当中，弟兄姐妹千万不要放弃。
Give up even when you are in despair or desperation.
我在1992年在达拉斯牧会。
I was ministering in Dallas in 1992.
那一年6月8号，我们教会经历一个很大的一个车祸。
And then somebody was involved in a terrible car accident in June.
我们一部小型的巴士载着其实四部的巴士去夏令营，少年的夏令营。
There were four buses carrying all the members of the youth.
我们其中的一部因为经过那个 highway， 那小乡村的那个 highway， 跑到中间的那个 median 的时候。被一部的水泥搅拌车就是 T-bone 这样撞进。
So on the way to a retreat, one of the vehicles were crashed with the truck.
然后就拖了50尺那么远。
And it was dragged on for 50 meters.
你知道那个14人的那个 van 啊，后来啊，我去看的时候就剩下就只有1尺那么宽。
Then the 14-seater became only 1 foot wide.
当场就我们开车的辅导还有四个青少年就被主接走了。
So the counselor, the driver, and the four youth members died in a car accident.
那你也知道，这个就真的是好像一个大地震哈，来摇动我们教会的根基。
Yes, shaken up the foundation of a church.
长话短说，我们经过两年，那整个教会就成为一个庞大的一个救护队。
So, it was hard, but in the next two years, the church had become a great rescue team.
那我们知道，神给我们的这个信仰，就是要表彰在主的爱的行动上。
The love from Christ should be manifested in our everyday living.
那两年的两周年的那一天。
On the second anniversary after the car accident.
那有这个当地的一些的电视台的记者要来访问我。
Some reporter from a local TV station wanted to interview me.
我本来不要再跟他们有什么来往。
I didn't want to have anything to do with them.
因为我在整个过去很多次他们来 interview 他们就录了一大堆，然后到播放的时候就剪，就是按他们的意思来去剪辑。
Because they would take a lot of videos when they interview me, but then they edit it based on what they want to show.
出来的那个信息就不是我想要的。
It's not the same message that I try to send out.
我本来想说那就把它推掉算了。
So then I wanted to refuse the interview.
但是我心里在想，如果这一次不跟他们不给他们 interview 的话，很可能这个事情就过了，没了。
And everything will be over if I refuse the interview.
所以我就好，我就跟他们答应了。
So then I have to accept the interview.
我大概讲了两分钟左右吧。
I spoke for about 2 minutes.
那天晚上播新闻的时候，我刚好在外面。
And I wasn't home when they broadcasted.
那有一个会友就打电话给我。
And a church member called.
他说：“赖牧师啊，我看到你在这个 TV 上。”
And then the person said, Reverend Lai, I saw you on TV.
我说是不是一个晃一下就没了哈。
And I said, did you just watch?
他说不是，你的信息哦，就很激励我们。
And then the person said, I was greatly encouraged by your message.
那我后来回来再看。
So then I came home and watched it again.
我很稀奇的，他们把我全部的都播出来。
I was amazed that they actually broadcasted the entire interview.
我讲什么呢？
What did I say?
我说，如果不是因为我们所信的神是又真又活的神，
If it wasn't for the true living God,
如果不是因为我们的主耶稣从死里复活，
If it wasn't for his resurrection,
我们真的不知道这两年是怎么过的。
We wouldn't know how to live the 2 years.
我们知道我们信仰主的人不见得我们不会遇到苦难。
It's not necessarily true that we won't encounter difficulty.
但是我们信仰的不一样，就是我们遇到困难的时候，我们里面有信仰的力量可以帮助我们。
When we face a tough time, there's a great belief inside us.
我们整个教会就成为一个庞大的救护队。
Our church became a great rescue team.
是因为我们的信仰。
Because of what we believe.
我们那两年呢，教会没有增长。
The church didn't grow in the 2 years.
但是那两年过后。
After the 2 years.
我最大的噩梦没有发生。
It didn't happen.
我最大的噩梦是什么呢？
What was my biggest nightmare?
我怕侨社的人呢，看我们的教会，看我们的信仰啊，都是不值一谈的。
I was afraid that the community would see the church.
他们很可能说这个教会他们信的神啊不灵光。
They might say God is not alive.
但是两年以后，我们教会继续的成长。
But after 2 years, the church continued to grow.
我感谢神。
We give thanks to the Lord.
使绝望变成力量。
And turn desperation into power.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天要好好来思考我们的信仰的本质。
We have to reflect again what we believe in.
求神赐给我们复活的大能。
So Lord, help us.
我不知道你现在生命中经历什么的大石头。
What is that big stone in your life?
可能挡着你跟复活的主。
It's blocking you from the Lord.
包括感情上、理性上、灵性上。
Emotionally, intellectually and spiritually.
无论什么问题,
no matter what problem,
你交托在主的手里,
just hand it over to our God.
那复活的主,
the living God is within you.
我们低头做一个祷告。
Let's pray.
感谢天父给我们今天你复活的信息。
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the message of your resurrection.
我们已经知道。
We already know.
我们很久以前已经听过。
We have heard this long time ago.
但是很可能我们没有经历。
But we haven't experienced.
空坟墓对我们来说好像没有什么特别。
There's nothing special about the empty grave.
但是求主帮助我们。
But God help us.
从今天开始。
From today on.
我们要活出复活的大能。
We want to live the power of your
life. 解决我们生活与侍奉上种种的难处。
So the obstacles will be removed.
愿主赐恩给这个教会。
Please bless this church.
无论我们经历怎么样的困难。
No matter what kind of obstacle we face.
主，你还在我们的中间。
You are still within us.
我们要支取主你的力量。
We want to get power from you.
走我们的人生。
So we can live our lives.
也可以给教会更上一层楼。
And then the church will go to the next step.
感谢主。
We thank you.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In your name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 谢谢。